Greetings and welcome to another Firm Foundation Inspiration Minute. This is talk number 113. Our topic today is the solar eclipse and God's works. Psalm 145 verse 5 reads, I will meditate on the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wondrous works. You heard about the total solar eclipse that happened on April 8th. As a matter of fact, you might be tired of hearing about it. The thing is, though, if you saw it, you can't stop thinking about it. It's one of those things that pictures will never do justice to. All I can say, if you saw it, you know what I'm talking about. And in fact, this is my second time seeing a total solar eclipse. I saw the one in 2017 when I traveled to Nashville, Tennessee. But as is human nature, many tend to take things out of perspective. The Bible says that we worship the Creator, not created things. The correct perspective is what David said. I will meditate on the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wondrous works. There is something life-lifting about meditating on the works of God. We often marvel at the works of man, but nothing compares to the works of God. David wrote in Psalm 19, verse 1, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. Day unto day utters speech, and night unto night reveals knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. The heavens are the skies, both daytime and nighttime skies, going out into space. The heavens declare God's creative glory and his power to regulate all things. David said that day and night utter speech. It also reveals knowledge. God speaks to us through his creation and challenges us to expand our knowledge. Jesus used parables about nature to illustrate truth. Again, I don't suggest that we worship nature or put nature on the level of God's word and the person of Christ. I do suggest that you become more impressed with what God has done than what men are doing. I challenge you to elevate your thinking and remove yourself from the petty, pointless things of this world that compete for your attention. As a matter of fact, when you meditate on the glorious splendor of God's majesty and on his wondrous works, you will experience a reset in your outlook and in your thinking. By looking at a big God, you will see yourself in proper perspective and realize your help and your strength are available from Christ. As a part of my blog post, I'm showing a brief video of an image sequence of the eclipse. As many of you know, I am a photographer and an astrophotographer. It is a hobby that I enjoy and that brings great fulfillment and also speaks to me about the wonders of God's creation. There's nothing like a total solar eclipse. The eclipse is simply the moon passing in front of the sun from our perspective. But the amazing thing is, the sun is 400 times bigger in diameter than the moon. Because of the great distance we are from the moon and the sun appear to be the same size in the sky. Now that doesn't happen by chance. That is by God's design. And consider that your life is also the work of God's design. Again, meditate on the glorious splendor of God's majesty and upon his wondrous works. God bless. Have a great day and be encouraged.